How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into our broadcast again this time. We're taking a look at Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and we left off in verse number 10 or so. Our Lord Jesus is sending out the 70. He's sending them out with no provision. He's telling them to preach the kingdom of God unto the cities that he will go into. And he tells about healing the sick and to preach that the kingdom of God has come near unto them. The testimony of the people of God, the witness of the power of God, the coming of Jesus to preach, know that the kingdom of God has come near unto you. And he says here, but into whatsoever city ye enter, verse number 10 of Luke 10, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us. So as they walked on their sandals and on their garments, on their coats and cloaks, or the clothes that they had on, the robes that they had on, the dust would come up and hang on to them to get on those fabrics and those sandals and such. He said, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh and come near unto you. And so the Lord had told this to the disciples, that to shake off the very dust, it'll be a testimony against them. Do you think that God Almighty in heaven is paying attention to dust that is shook off against people, households, and cities by his disciples? He sure is. I tell you what, if he's got the hairs of all the heads of men numbered, he is indeed paying attention to the dust being shaken off against these homes and these cities by his disciples that he has sent. He sent them to preach. He sent them to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, and that Jesus is down the road coming, and he's going to come to this city and preach. And so, see, remember, they're sent before him, and they shake off this against the unbelievers. Verse number 12, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. So now the Lord makes a statement, the loving, kind Jesus, which he is, he's compassionate. But the thing is, those that reject him, oh, the condemnation of their rejection of the Lord and Savior, his salvation, his gospel, his way, his truth, his life, his light, those that reject that have a great condemnation upon them indeed. And he says, it'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by fire and brimstone out of heaven because of their wicked deeds and their wicked and sin before the Lord. It'll be easier to bear the condemnation of God for them than it will be for the cities that have rejected the preaching of these 70 disciples and the preaching of the Lord. Woe unto thee, verse 13, Chorazin, and woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, coastal cities, over on the Mediterranean there in that land, which had been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. He said, the Lord knows the preaching that is done. If it would have been done at another place and another time to another people, he knows the reaction of that. He knows what it would have accomplished. He said, if the preaching that had been done in Chorazin and in Bethsaida had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they wouldn't have been destroyed. They would have repented a long, long time ago in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. So he makes it clear that he's talking about the day of judgment for these cities and for these households. It'll be more tolerable. The kingdom of God has come near, come nigh unto you, and you've rejected it. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. Verse 14, verse 15, and thou Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. So his headquarters city, Capernaum, the city of some of the apostles, he said, you are lifted up and you live in a heyday today. You enjoy the blessings and the fruit of the land and of the world, but you're going to be thrown down to hell, thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me, he says to the disciples. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. If they love you, if they receive you, they're receiving me and the Father. Disciples, if they reject you, they're rejecting me, and they're rejecting God Almighty, God the Father. And so he sends them out. Verse number 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now the apostles had experienced this, and I'd maybe mentioned in previous broadcasts that the disciples had mentioned this when they returned, but it's the 70. Now, amongst the 70 are the apostles paired off with others or paired off with one another. So at least 6 to 12 groups have apostles, pairs have apostles in them. They come back and they're rejoicing that even the devils were subject to us through his name. They're rejoicing in that. As Jesus has cast out the demons, so were they able to do so. It's a wonderful thing, and they're rejoicing in it. But listen to what Jesus says, verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, to walk on a serpent, to walk on a scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. Said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. The Lord says, I've given you great power. It's my power that I've given unto you, and it is great indeed. The snakes won't hurt you. Scorpions won't hurt you. Satan and his demons cannot harm you. I've given you power over them. Nothing can harm you at all. He said, don't rejoice in that. He tells them, don't rejoice in that. He said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. He says, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, verse 20, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The value of being saved. The value of being a child of God. The greatest value of having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, rejoice in that. He said, that is the miracle. That is the manifestation of power. That is the blessing of God upon mankind, upon the Lord's people, upon his children. Rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, verse 21, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Our Lord Jesus is going to give praise unto the Father in the midst of his people here and the midst of his church. He rejoices in the Lord that the Lord has, his design and his work and purpose has been to reveal these things unto babes. Not the wise of the world, not the savvy of the world, but unto those that are lightly esteemed by the world. The simple, even, not those of great intelligence, not of those of great wisdom, not those that are very able in the world and to be able to work and gather wealth, but just the meager of the Lord has revealed these things unto them. I want you to remember that who is it that go out unto the Lord as he preaches and teaches? Who is it that the Lord receives? The likes of publicans, known sinners, the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. Those are the ones that the Lord Jesus receives. Those are the ones that the Lord Jesus helps. He receives the lowly and the blind for the entire time of their life, for the lame for the entire time of their life, for those that are leprous. Those are the ones that the Lord receives. Those are the ones that the Lord has compassion upon. The ones, the greatest shortcoming of man that he works and receives is those that are dead in trespasses and sins. He knows their end without him, and he receives them, and he saves them by repentance and faith in him. He rejoices in the Father and say, you've revealed this unto babes, and it seemed good in your sight to do so. Verse 22, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. You know, that's one reason that we need the Lord Jesus Christ. To know the Father, we need the Son. We need the Son. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus declares. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We need the Lord to declare unto us and reveal unto us the Father, the God the Father. We need the Lord Jesus to by him and in him see who God truly is. We indeed need our Lord Jesus Christ. We need him. We need him in every way. There's nothing greater. As he told the rich young ruler, he told him to go and sell all that he had and give it to the poor and come and follow him. He told him at the beginning of that, as the young man had told him, said, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord told him, keep the commandments. The man said, I'm doing all that. I've done that all the time from the time I've been little. But it doesn't give me surety. It doesn't give me peace. The Lord says to him, one thing you lack. Go sell everything you've got. Give it to the poor. Come follow me. The one thing that he lacks is the Lord Jesus. And here, we need the Lord Jesus for salvation. We need Lord Jesus to see who the Father is. We need the Lord Jesus to reveal this kingdom of God unto us. Do you know him? Is he your Savior? Have you repented of your sins and believed and trusted in Jesus Christ and his gospel? He is the way, the truth, and the life indeed. No man cometh to the Father but by him. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. Not religion, not a denomination, not a creed, not a promise, not a list of stuff that you're going to keep for the Lord. You and I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.